Hurriedly, lest he should have time to become frightened, he descended the steps and crossed the narrow street. It was madness, of course. As usual, there was no definite rule against talking to proles and frequenting their pubs, but it was far too unusual an action to pass unnoticed. If the patrols appeared, he might plead an attack of faintness, but it was not likely that they would believe him. He pushed open the door, and a hideous, cheesy smell of sour beer hit him in the face. As he entered, the din of voices dropped to about half its volume. Behind his back, he could feel everyone eyeing his blue overalls. A game of darts, which was going on at the other end of the room, interrupted itself for perhaps as much as 30 seconds. The old man whom he had followed was standing at the bar, having some kind of altercation with the barman, a large, stout, hook-nosed young man with enormous forearms. A knot of others standing round with glasses in their hands were watching the scene. "I asked you civil enough, didn't I?" said the old man, straightening his shoulders pugnaciously. "You telling me you ain't got a pint mug in the old bleeding boozer?" "And what in hell's name is a pint?" said the barman, leaning forward with the tips of his fingers on the counter. "Look at him! Calls himself a barman and don't know what a pint is. Why, a pint's the half of a quart, and there's 4 quarts to the gallon. Have to teach you the ABC next?" "Never heard of him," said the barman shortly. "Liter and half-liter, that's all we serve. There's the glasses on the shelf in front of you." "I'd like a pint," persisted the old man. "You could have drawed me off a pint easy enough. We didn't have these bleeding liters when I was a young man." "When you were a young man, we were all living in the treetops," said the barman with a glance at the other customers. There was a shout of laughter, and the uneasiness caused by Winston's entry seemed to disappear. The old man's white, stubbled face had flushed pink. He was turned away, muttering to himself, and bumped into Winston. Winston caught him gently by the arm. "May I offer you a drink?" he said.
"You're a gent,"
said the other, straightening his shoulders again. He appeared not to have noticed Winston's blue overalls.
"Pint," he added aggressively to the barman. "Pint or wallop."
The barman swished 2 half-liters of dark brown beer into thick glasses, which he had rinsed in a bucket under the counter. Beer was the only drink you could get in prole pubs. The proles were not supposed to drink gin, though in practice they could get hold of it easily enough. The game of darts was in full swing again, and the knot of men at the bar had begun talking about lottery tickets. Winston's presence was forgotten for a moment. There was a deal table under the window where he and the old man could talk without fear of being overheard. It was horribly dangerous. But at any rate, there was no telescreen in the room, a point he had made sure of as soon as he came in.
"He could have drawed me off a pint," grumbled the old man as he settled down behind his glass. "A half-liter ain't enough. It don't satisfy, and a whole liter's too much. It starts my bladder running, let alone the price."
"You must have seen great changes since you were a young man," said Winston tentatively.